98 years old. She turns 98 in 4 days. I love her. And she's cool because she thinks she has superpowers because she's got those thick glasses now. So when she goes outside on a hot day, she can burn ants. Yeah. She's in the backyard going, ha, ha, ha. I'm going out there. I'm going, grandmother, what are you? Oh, grandmother, look away. Look away. she's awesome. I used to talk a lot about her at my other shows and stuff because I think she's fun and everything, and she's getting up there in age. And she used to tell me, you don't talk about me getting old because it's going to happen to you. I remember she came up to me one time and she goes, yeah, keep it up. And one day you're going to, and then she forgot what she was saying. But it started happening to me. That's the weird thing, is that I am starting to get old. Like, not all old stuff applies. Like, I haven't started watching Matlock, but, you know. I gotta admit, the commercials look pretty cool. But the weird thing is now, I'm getting up there in age, and hair is now starting to grow, where hair has no business growing at all. Or thick, right? Like, it started 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I did this photo shoot, and I had this one eyebrow that just stuck straight out, just kind of like the rebel eyebrow. And the makeup lady just clipped it. She just went over there and clipped it. And I was like, well, that's the end of that guy, you know? Little did I know, it just made him mad. He was like down there hiding in the eyebrow, just be like, because I knew my eyebrows were going to get like this. Because you guys ever go to like a family reunion and just ever look around to see what you're going to look like when you get older? You ever do that? I just remember looking around just going, wonder if I'm going to have those eyebrows. Or actually that eyebrow. Because we used to do that. We'd have family reunion every single year. And my mom, we'd always have it at my parents' house, and my mom would always insist on cooking. And while a lovely, wonderful person, when she got in the kitchen, God bless her heart, she burns everything. She gets to talking to my grandmother and forgets that things are on and then burns them and everything. In fact, the last couple years, she's just been using the smoke alarm as a timer, you know. I'll never forget. Last year, we were sitting in the living room. We heard it go off. Boop, boop, boop. She came running in. Dinner's ready. Everybody stop, drop, and roll. Fix yourself a plate. And we would try to help out. You know, like I'd go in the kitchen, and if she made some toast, I'd go help scrape it, you know. And we have the only bulimic dog in the neighborhood. He would eat the table scraps to be polite, but then he would excuse himself and go outside and stick his paw down his throat. So, which was always confusing as a kid, because there's that verse in the Bible that says a dog will return to his own vomit. Ours wouldn't. So, I love the family reunions, because I'm a big advocate of families. Family's important. It's awesome. I love the family reunions. Just the food was always... It was like a mixed blessing, really. It'd be like getting a kidney transplant from a bedwetter, you know? So, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, my eyebrows. So about 2 years ago, sometimes the hamster falls asleep at the wheel. So my eyebrows, she clipped them, and I promise you, the eyebrow had to be down there, like, you know, sending emails to his buddies along my back and my ears, you know, just getting a plan, you know, to be like, yeah, one day we are going to, you know. Actually, that's dumb, because hair doesn't have, you know, hands to type with. He was probably in there just going, one day we will, you know. Can't believe I made him have hands. I try to keep my comedy realistic, you know. So I don't know why I told you all that about my eyebrows. I guess if you kids come up to me after the show, if you laugh at my eyebrows, I'm gonna burn you with my glasses, okay? So this cool thing happened, and it started off in a Walmart, because that's what I started to talk about, and I got sick in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, okay? Are you from Bartlesville, Oklahoma? Do I need to speak slower? You just may want to put your hands in your ears and just go la, 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 la throughout this whole bit here, because I got sick in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to Bartlesville or ever seen Little House on the Prairie, but it's a bit back there. And I woke up in a hotel, and I was touring, and I woke up in a hotel, and I knew I was sick. I coughed up something that looked like a shoe, okay? I just remember going, oh, boy. That's a green high top. That's not good. Yeah. And so I went into Walmart. Now, Bartlesville does have a big supercenter Walmart. And I walked into Walmart, and there was the greeter. He was right there, and I was really sick. And, you know, he had those greeter glasses. That's what I started to talk about, was these greeter glasses, because they can't see hardly anything. Because you walk in, they're slapping smiley face stickers on everything that moves, right? So I walked up, and he could see me. He could see my motion, you know. And so I'm trying best not to look like an ant, you know. You know. So I walk up to him, and he goes, "Welcome to Walmart." And he took out a smiley face sticker, and he slapped it on my forehead. And then he bent down to pet my dog. Well, I didn't have a dog. So he grabbed my shoe, and he was going, "Oozy boozy, little fella." I felt bad. So I went, "Ruff, ruff." Ruff, ruff. So, about 3 minutes later, he realizes my shoe is not going to fetch the ball, and he looks back up at me, and I promise you, all he could see was the smiley face sticker on my forehead, and it confused him, because he looked up and he goes, "Well, my, you sure seem happy today." Well, here's the thing I love about those greeters. They're absolutely amazing because they know where everything is stored, because these super centers are getting ridiculous. They've got everything in there, you know. "Hey, can I have some jam?" "Sure, aisle 368, halfway down by the sumo wrestling suits, over by the rakes and the flamethrowers," you know. So random. And these people know where everything is. And so I went over and I said, "I'm sick, I need some medicine." And seriously, no lie, he said, "Aisle 86. So I'm like, 86. So I stretch, I warm up. Have you been to a super center? I walked for 20 minutes. I stopped. I had lunch by the lake. You know, I rode the Ferris wheel, you know. I passed about 200 people with smiley face stickers on their forehead, so I knew I was in the right building. I could have made there quicker, but they made me leave my shoes at the front because they don't allow pets in. Felt like an idiot going, "Stay, stay. Good Nike, you know."